Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
Have you lent money to someone and then never heard from them again or got that money back? Are you way too generous to your friends and family and you regret it?
I mean, isn't that when you have a friend or a family member that are in dire need? Uh-huh. Isn't that what you're supposed to do, is step up?
I think so. There was a study done that says that generous people who helped their friends or family financially have felt taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
46% of people who helped someone had a negative outcome, whether it be it damaged their credit score, they never got the money back when the person said they would pay them back,
yeah,
or it put a strain on the relationship. So I guess it's different if you're like, I don't need this money back, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
But when people are saying, no, I got you, I'll get you back.
Right. And yeah, then, I had one experience where I lent money to someone who I then found out after he hadn't paid me back after about 6 months that he like had done this a few times to people.
Yeah.
And like I saw it on a Facebook thread, like he owes me money too. And then I was like, wait a minute, did I just get screwed?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I put the pressure on and eventually I did get paid back. But it was, I think, damaging to the friendship.
Well, when you have to constantly reach out to someone to be like, hey, I hate to bring this up, but just a reminder, yeah, you owe me.
You start to wonder why they're your friend too. Like, mm-hmm, did they set up all of this in order to get money off of me? Like, is that why they were an attentive friend?
It's sad that that's where your mind goes.
Yeah, you start to wonder. So I guess it makes sense that it could be damaging.
46% of people. So let us know if you're one of those people that maybe you're a bit too generous.
And like,
and it's not good.
If you don't mind,
how much
you're down. It's the people that take advantage of you on a regular basis that bothers me more.
What's an example of that?
They come over to your house. They never bring anything to drink. They always drink, like they leave wasted from your house and you're like, wait a minute, you didn't bring anything. How did that happen so quickly? And that's fine if it's like a once in a while thing, but when it's like once a week.
This text in, first time texter, no name, $4,400 for a friend to buy their engagement ring 3.5 years ago. I haven't been paid back yet. They have now broken up and I don't know who has the ring.
Damn. You got to call them on that.
Yeah, that's too much money.
Because you got to sell that ring and at least get, you know, a third of your money back you would deserve. And then hopefully they pay you a little more. Yeah, that one's ugly.
I understand why everyone wants to remain anonymous this morning. This text here says, hey, good morning. I'm one of those people. I'm hanging my head in shame right now. My live-in ex let me lend him $10,000 for a car before I found out he was cheating on me on Craigslist. Needless to say, I never saw the money.
I thought Craigslist was still used, like, if you wanted to buy an old tool set, you know?
I don't know. Age, sex, location. Wasn't that on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
I think that was MSN. Oh, man. A lot of people texting in saying that they've lost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful out there,
this
right?
This one here says, I know someone who got a settlement of money from being in an accident, and her own family took advantage of her. Her cousin played the pity card, needed groceries, gas, school supplies, you name it. They asked for it. I helped her figure out how much she owes her, and it's over $15,000. Please keep this anonymous.
Oh, damn. That's a lot of groceries.
46% of people lend out money and they regret it. We want to know if you're one of those people. Hit us up. Let us know.
Usually all I get is like, hey, you got some free tickets to this show? Which today we do.
Yes, we do.
Between 7:30 and 8 a.m., you're listening for Celine Dion. We'll give you more details coming up in a few minutes. Switching things up a little bit. You got a wild story for us. What's going on, man?
I got a crazy story for you guys.
All right.
So I live in a small town of LaGalle, just north of Mooresville, and we only have, like, two liquor stores, a grocery store, and one bank. The people rob the bank, they rip the ATM machine out of the front of the bank. There's debris all over the road.
That sounds very illegal.
Yes.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. There's still no cops there to go and investigate it. There's a big hole in the bank.
Like, right now?
Yeah, like this morning. Like, I just drove past it on my way to work, and there's a hole in the side of the bank.
Holy balls. So have the police been contacted?
I think so. On Facebook, there's that rant and rave thing that the people talk about.
Yeah.
They said they contacted them about 20 minutes ago, but there's, like, debris all over the road. There's no ATM machine now in the bank.
Good Lord. Party illegal this weekend.
It's legal.
How do you know how to pronounce it so well?
I dated all the hockey players.
Oh, okay.
That's what people do out there. They play hockey and they rob the bank.
Apparently.
So I just searched legal rant and rave on Facebook, and yep, just a heads up to anybody going on Main Street in Legal this morning. Watch out for debris and broken glass. And someone drove into the service bank sometime throughout the night.
Anybody looking to take out some money this morning, you may have to head into Mortonville.
Oh my gosh, another post. Three people with a stolen flat deck semi and a crane just backed into the bank and stole the ATM. What? They took off east from the bank. At least one of them is on foot. This is the juiciest thing to happen in Sturgeon County in a long time.
Totally. It reminds me of the Trailer Park Boys episode.
Which one?
They stole an ATM out of the side of a bank.
Today is Orange Shirt Day, honoring and remembering First Nation, Métis, and Inuit children who were taken from their families and communities to be sent away to residential schools in Canada. The story behind the orange shirt and why you wear the orange color is because of young Phyllis Webstad, who was the shirt was given to her by her grandmother for her first day of school at St. Joseph's Mission Residential School in British Columbia. When Phyllis got to school, they took away her clothing, including her brand new shirt, and it was never returned. So to Phyllis, the color of orange has always reminded her of her experiences at residential schools, and she has said, quote unquote, how my feelings didn't matter, how no one cared, and I felt like I was worth nothing. All of us little children were crying and no one cared. So if you're still at home and you don't know what you're going to wear today, please try and choose an orange shirt.
Also trending this hour, Aaron Carter has a huge tattoo on his face now. Quoted saying, I'm the biggest thing in music right now. I can't be denied. Fact check me. I did a little fact checking.
Of course you did.
He's not the biggest thing in music. All right, so you passed me your phone to look at a picture this week, but you like threw it to me, and the picture changed from what you were trying to show me, which was a dog, and it ended up being a couple puppies. It was your before picture for your workout process.
So what I do is I post or I take photos of like my updated body every couple weeks.
Yeah.
But I'll screenshot one from like a couple months ago to compare them. So that's why it was like closer to the end where the new picture of a puppy was, right?
So it was
right there. Ryder saw it.
I can't believe
he tried to hide it at first, but I saw him see it. It was so bad.
I can't believe you keep that in your phone.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, I don't understand why you think, pardon me, but the guns need to be out for it. What part of the exercise program is working on those? Don't most people with their before and after
pictures? Are you talking about like my arm guns?
No. Don't most people wear like a bikini?
Yeah, not me.
I'm
stretching because I'm feeling very awkward right now. What are you guys doing?
When you're awkward?
Yeah. Anyway.
I too am fairly awkward at the situation.
Everything's going to be okay. I wish it wasn't like a before. Why did it have to be that one? It was just sloppy, you know? I hate when people see your sloppy news. We haven't made eye contact once today. So I'm just curious if there's anyone listening that has gone through something like this. Maybe somebody saw one of your photos that shouldn't have seen it.
Did you send it to somebody by accident or put it in the group chat
that
by accident?
That can happen.
Totally.
I've sent things accidentally to like my family group chat on Instagram instead of my girlfriends.
Pictures?
Not pictures, but like sexual tweets that made me laugh. And I'm like, oh, my dad's in that chat. It's just so awkward.
I'm not, when my kid's old enough to send messages on Instagram, that's when I'm done with Instagram. Our mornings with Ryder and Lisa, we're talking about nudes. If you by accident sent them to someone else or showed them to someone else, or even like dirty texts, just something you didn't want someone else to see. What up, Catherine?
What up? So my fiance and I work together, and we were sort of in the construction world. Mm-hmm. And my fiance went to site and took a bunch of pictures, and then he needed to upload them onto his computer, but it wouldn't work. So he gave them to another employee to upload the pictures from the site. But when you plug your iPhone into the computer,
you get all
the pictures
yep.
show up.
Mm-hmm.
So now the other employee and I are much closer than
Yeah, so was it a picture you had sent him as like a, hey, can't wait for you to get home type?
Yeah.
Okay.
So were you mad at your husband at all?
Well, so from my desk, I heard the, and then I heard him go, oh my God. And I went, oh my God.
And you just knew.
Yeah.
Remember that time that you blacked out on air 3 minutes ago?
What?
What happened there? Did you just forget what we were talking about?
No.
Ryder, let's replay it.
Let's start the week by celebrating the good.
Brag.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us something that is brag-worthy in your life.
What happened? Where does your mind go?
You approached the mic like you were going to say something, and then you backed off because you didn't have anything to say, because
no.
I think you were startled by my silence.
I kind of just like to watch you sweat, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could have said something, but I was like, no, I'm going to let this...
And then you just brag. Cool. Thanks, Lise.
Anyway, let us know something you've accomplished as of late. We have a Booster Juice gift card we want to give away every Monday, so... You always should have something to accomplish over the weekend to brag about on our show come Monday morning.
I like it. What are you going with?
Okay, I'll go first. I saved a dog's life this weekend. Well, I didn't save the dog, but I feel like I contributed to the dog being found.
Okay, let's hear it. What happened?
So my gym buddy Jen was coming over. She said she saw a German Shepherd run across the road who clearly had a very broken back leg. So when she pulled up to the house, she's like, we can't go to the gym. We have to find this dog. I said, what direction was he going? She said, towards the Millwoods golf course. I picked up the phone. I called the golf course. I told them. I called 311. I told them. They said, we know what that dog is. It's from a week ago. It got hit by a car.
Oof.
So they've been looking for this dog for a while. So I had an updated location. I posted my tweet that I wrote out about it on my Instagram story, and I got a message within 20 minutes saying, just saw multiple vehicles pulled over at the Millwoods golf course entrance with a big blanket, and they were wrapping up a big dog and putting it in the back of a car. And I was like, yes.
Congratulations, you saved a coyote.
No.
That, I think probably.
Okay.
A German Shepherd at
yes.
the Millwoods golf course. There's coyotes in those bushes.
Well, I'm just hoping. The odds of it being the German Shepherd are pretty high.
All right.
Whatever.
Either way, saving a
Something.
Coyote, saving a life is saving a life.
I don't think, well, if it's a coyote, I didn't contribute to that.
You might have.
Whatever.
Good on you. Hit us up at 780-784-7107.
Kristen texted in saying, I went to Vegas for the first time this weekend and I made it home in one piece last night.
Good on ya.
Claudia wrote in saying, I got my lash extension certificate. You must be patient.
Good on ya.
I can't imagine sitting and putting individual eyelashes on somebody's face.
No. Is it one at a time?
It's one at a time.
No, it's
with
not.
Tweezers.
Get out of here.
It takes 2 hours.
The things you do to yourselves, you ladies. Like, what?
I had eyelash extensions. Wow.
Yeah, did you?
Oh, that's hard to say.
Yeah, I guess my eyelashes.
And then all my eyelashes fell out, so I haven't been back. But I'm sure that you're really good at them, Claudia. Practice makes perfect. Kristen wrote in saying, I successfully baked chocolate chip banana bread yesterday. It was moist and delicious and doesn't suck. That must be nice.
Good on you, Steve.
Remember the last time I tried to make banana bread and I had to use mayonnaise because I didn't have sour cream?
Yeah, and the only way it tasted proper afterwards is I had to eat it with mustard and a piece of ham. Recommend something? If you'd like to recommend something you've discovered as of late, whether it be a good restaurant, Netflix show, great movie, whatever the case may be, feel free to hit us up. 780-784-7107.
My recommendation is getting on board with Ben Platt. He is a Broadway star. He mm-hmm. is the new lead character in Netflix's The Politician. And there's one specific scene from episode one where he does a cover of Joni Mitchell's song River.
She's from Maidstone, my hometown.
Yeah.
Shout out, Joni.
So he sings this song and I had to rewind it and watch it again because it was so beautiful.
Oh, I wish I had a river so long. I would teach my feet to fly.
I mean, I feel okay. I could hear most of those notes.
So he was the lead in the Broadway Dear Evan Hansen that did really well. He's won like an Emmy, a Tony. So he's getting more famous by the day. He started out in Pitch Perfect. He was that weirdo that wore the cape.
Okay.
He had like one song in that whole movie. And so now look at him.
You're recommending that everybody just fall as deeply in love with him as you have.
Yes, I love Ben Platt. Unfortunately, he's gay. But I still slide into his DMs every day. No luck yet.
Yeah. Thinking about changing teams yet?
Yeah, come on, Ben.
All right. My recommend something is a great way to keep your Uber rating up.
What?
Yeah. So you pick the Uber when you're leaving. To go somewhere to party. And then just make the deal. Like, I'll get it on the way there. You get it on the way back.
How does that help your Uber rating?
Well, because every time on your way there, you're still like proper. You like knock your shoes off before you get in the car. You say like, hello, good sir. How are you this eve? Things like that, right? And then on the way home, you're like sleeping and like, get me McDonald's. I want to eat it in the car. Like you're dipping your fingers in honey mustard. You know what I'm saying?
So the friends get the bad Uber rating because it's the post-bar commute.
So I remember something on Friday night, about my buddy getting a zero for Uber that night.
No.
The Uber driver told him that you're going to be getting a zero. I got a five on the way there. That's my new plan.
I love that. That's so good.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian born, blended worldwide.